very familiar young man who is now the pro at Heritage Hills Golf Course, Mr. Mason Michaelis. How you been?
Good. How are you doing, Rich?
Excellent, sir. It's been a while. I know we've done interviews in the past, you know, like tennis and after golf seasons back in your high school days, but as far as club pro, this is our first chance to talk.
First chance, but it's exciting.
You bet. How did this come about? You've always been, Mason, the son of, we know Brian and Tara Michaelis very well. By the way, happy belated birthday to Tara. Celebrated a birthday yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Another birthday in the books, but you've been around here with your high school years, and now you've always been a fixture of the golf course. How did it come about to being the club pro out there?
That's right. Well, athletics have always been a huge part of my life. You know, always done all the traveling sports, all the, you know, golf all the time, living out on the course, and you know, was down in Omaha for a few years for college and kind of took a little bit of a crazy route through college, worked a few different jobs in finance, and then ended up working at a club down in Omaha. Mm-hmm. And got through, and I was directing tournaments down there, and I was one of the assistant directors, and, you know, saw an opening here and figured it would be a great time to come down back to the hometown and kind of get a little bit cheaper living mm-hmm. than Omaha. And, you know, I just got married in October. So it's a great time to kind of start thinking about family.
You've always been a golfer from, since you were born, probably. You had golf clubs the first week at your house. I'm sure about that. So golf has always been a part of your life. But did you ever think of being a club pro at any time in your lifetime?
I never thought that I would, you know, be the pro down here or mm-hmm. or anywhere. I kind of always thought that I was going to be a finance guy. Mm-hmm. You know,
sure.
I've always loved that. But, you know, as I kind of kept doing it and kept playing golf as well, I kept realizing, you know, I love this a lot more than what I love, you know, anything else. It's just a great time going out and golfing. And I love being out here and just being able to talk to everyone mm-hmm. and, you know, in my off time, go and hit some range or try to improve my game. It's just a great time.
Overseeing a lot of things, the course, the clubhouse, there's a lot to manage out there, isn't there?
A lot to juggle. Yeah. Yep. A lot to juggle, but you know, it's, left in a good spot. So I just want to keep continuing. I want to make it great for the community, you know, just do all I can and keep trying to run those fun events and getting people out there.
You've already had some events over the past month, so we were just talking before we went on, that some of them are golf-related and some of them at the clubhouse are not golf-related, right?
That's right. We want everyone to feel comfortable to come out to the clubhouse, you know, even if you just come out to grab a drink and talk. But we had music bingo last Friday, and it was great. We had 25, 30 people come through and won some prizes and had a lot of fun. Before that, we had the Meet the Manager and the Strings Attached Life music out there, and we had 80, 90 people rotating through. It was super fun. Stayed out until 1 a.m. Not everyone has to be out that late, but it was a great time.
That's terrific. You know, you've known a lot of the McCook community. It's a lot of the members out there over the years. You got a chance to know them with you and your family, so you pretty had a good idea who was who out there already.
Yeah. 5 years away, my memory starts to deteriorate, but, you know, I recognize some faces mm-hmm. as they came, but.
And you got a good board that helps run things out there as well.
That's right. I'm sure if any of you guys were out at that Strings Attached, the whole board was back behind the bar helping me out, so they've been super, super involved.
Now, the league play for the ladies and for the guys, is that already started underway already?
Yeah, so we've started on some sign-up on that two-man. It's actually completely full. That starts this Monday. You know, if anyone's looking to still play, we are always looking for a sub-list. People are always out of town. I'm sure, you know, people are busy. So we're still looking for that sub-list. And then we got Ladies League on Tuesday nights, of course. And that's going to be starting May 5th here. And they actually have a kind of open house meeting mm-hmm. April 14th out at the clubhouse. So if you have any questions or if you're kind of interested in joining, you can always come to that meeting. And then Wednesday night, we have our four-man men's league, and that starts May 6th. And that's just an absolute blast. It's really fun. We still have some spots, so you can grab some friends and sign up. You know, come out to the clubhouse, talk to me about it. We're always looking for subs as well on that. So if you're just a single and you don't know, I can try to help pair you up with the team or I can put you down on that sub list.
Yeah, who would have thought Mother Nature would throw the winter that we've had at us the way things are. So there's been a ton of people on the course playing crazy the last month or so, haven't they?
Oh, it's been crazy packed. We've had almost every weekend we have a day or, you know, both days that are – we have five times available. Mm-hmm. It's just completely packed.
You've got a kind of a fun event scramble coming up this Saturday. And, boy, we were just talking the weather. It's going to be 90-plus on Saturday. But I know it starts kind of in the morning when it's going to be cooler out.
That's right. We have the Use It or Lose It open. It's kind of a one-man scramble. You get the choice to take a mulligan on every shot. If you do take your mulligan shot, you have to take that shot. So it's kind of risky. You know, you get a little bit of strategy in there. But it's really fun. You know, it's going to be beautiful weather. You know, I hope we get a great crowd out there.
Yep, no question. So if there's still some spots, is it still time to get signed up for that?
That's right, yep. We still have some spots available, and we're actually going to be good until Friday afternoon.
Until Friday afternoon. It's kind of a deadline right there.
Yep. And then that way I can pair some people together and know what we're working with. But you still have some time to stop out to the clubhouse and get signed up for it.
And you've got other stuff, I know, planned from the springtime through the summer months that we'll hear about, know about more and more over the next couple of months, won't we?
Yes, that's right. And if no one's following Heritage Hills on Facebook, mm-hmm. I've been posting a ton on there. I'm trying to send out emails as well. But for all the posters and all the fun events and kind of updates, Facebook is a really great place to be to check that out.
How is the course right now? I drive past that, pretty much every day on the east side and then on the south side, to kind of taking things over. You got great guys out there that really help get the course looking its best, don't you?
Oh yeah, even with no water that we've been getting, they've been doing a great job of handling the course, making sure everything is looking nice. The greens are looking great. You know, we've had a get our water starting to get running, but I just hope that the course can keep up this conditions. Hopefully we get some moisture here soon.
For folks that don't know, who are those guys that help get the course looking green and everything every day?
Oh yeah, Chris Vaughn's, Clint Coleman, they really run things up there for our maintenance side of things, and they do a great job. And we have tons of other employees that help mow, that help fix things, that are all a huge part of the course.
The clubhouse always has golf gear, shirts, and stuff like that folks can check out too, can't they?
That's exactly right. We actually got this year's inventory is starting to come in little by little, and very soon here we're going to start getting all that new product out on the shelves, and we got some really fun stuff this year.
You got high school tournaments, I know the Bison out there, the Ron Coleman tournament will be coming up before you know it. McCook Community College is out there. I think Hitchcock County comes over as well, so that'll be a lot of those high school kids and college kids on the course as well.
That's right. I think every day we give out about 50 range tokens to those high schoolers. They are grinding, but it's fun seeing those guys come in. I've built a good relationship with a few of them already.
Yep, and hopefully those teams have really good spring coming up, and that's a tough course to play on every day, isn't it? Practice on, isn't it?
It gets them their practice on the walking, the hills especially. They're going to have the best cardio around, but man, it's just a great course to practice and play.
Mason, again, the best place, Heritage Hills Facebook page right there. If you have any questions, I'm sure call the clubhouse. Come out and talk to you at the clubhouse. They can do that as well, can't they?
That's right. They can call at 308-345-5032. Talk to anyone at the clubhouse, and they can also email info@golfmccook.com, and I can answer any questions.
How's married life going?
It's going well. It's going well. Got the house, and I definitely couldn't handle stuff around it by myself. She helps out with about everything in life, so it's always nice to have a partner.
Besides every man, there's a great woman. So yeah, you exactly better right. Remember that, Mason. Remember that, okay?
She pulls me along.
There you go. Great to talk to you. Hopefully we'll get a chance over the next there's a spring and summertime to talk to you a little bit more. It's a great course. It's a great environment. You got great people all around, and golf. I wish I was better at the game. Maybe I'm going to take – oh, I'm glad I thought of this. Lessons. If anybody ever wants to take lessons on to better your golf game, do you do that?
That's exactly right, yeah. So we actually I brought Greg Arkin back. I'm sure a lot of you guys know him. He was a pro for a long time, and you know he's coming down. He's my assistant pro, and he's taking on a lot of those lessons. As I start getting more comfortable with all the office work and all the different things, I will start doing some lessons as well. So – you want a chance to improve your game, we got the people for you.
Yeah, you've got enough on your plate the way it is, so it's good that's Greg helping you out on this front a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly.
You bet. Thanks for coming in, Mason. Sure appreciate it. Good to talk to you, and we'll talk to you down the line, okay?
Sorry, great talking to you. Thanks for having me on.